Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Very pleasant good afternoon to you. It's a great day for mulled wine and a vol-au-vent. It's a horrible day here in Melbourne. 5 minutes past one. Hello, I'm Pete Dillon, taking you through until 2 o'clock. This is Cravings. We're going to be talking about experiences, nightlife experiences, food experiences. Open up a glass of red. It's the only thing you can do on a day like today. Yes, of course we're talking cravings. We do that at 1:05 every Saturday afternoon. Hello, Pete with you. 0427JOY949 is the SMS number. You will need that today because you will have questions for my three guests. You can email on air at joy.org.au. You can send a tweet to cravings_joy949 or do things the old-fashioned way and pick up a telephone. Dial 1300JOY949. And if you're not a member, sign up while you're there. I am surrounded by three handsome men, so if I do get a bit confused throughout the program, you'll understand why I wish it was a visual medium at times. Joining me from taxi, coming back to the desk, is Kieran Spiteri. Kieran, welcome back.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Always a pleasure. From Ciccone's, we have Chef Dan. Dan, welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
Now, you'll have to pronounce your surname because, like I said, I've got early onset dementia.
Yeah, it's a Croatian background. It's Krancic.
Krancic. We'll manage that. And, Will, I don't even think I know your surname.
It's Nicholson.
That's easy.
Yeah, nice and easy.
Will Nicholson. And you're from Roller...
Roller Networks, yeah.
That's the one. Now, we're going to talk about Roller Networks because this is a new concept that you've brought to Melbourne. Give it to us in a tweet.
In a tweet?
Yeah, you've got 140 characters. Off you go.
The premium nightlife experience for heading out on the town in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane.
You've done it. 140 characters.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Roller.
It's at Roller.
It's Roller Australia, Roller Networks.
Roller Network. That's how you'll find them on Twitter. Look, I've already got a text message, and this is pertaining to nothing that is about today's program, but I should read it. Pete, I heard you speak on John Fain's show during the week, which was yesterday. The ignoramuses out there that displayed those disgusting homophobic attitudes on radio that regard themselves as playing the judge and jury and being judgmental on marriage equality is sad. My heart is heavy when I hear sentiments like that in Melbourne. Good on you for standing up for yourself. Hugs with butterfly kisses. And that's from somebody called South Yarra. No name, just South Yarra. So thank you to the entire suburb of South Yarra for those kind thoughts. I did happen to get onto my old boss's program and have a bit of a rant yesterday. Kieran, why are we talking to you?
We've just done a beautiful little taste of taxi at the bar. We've done some of our little classic dishes and something for more of a, I guess, more casual approach, you know, to a taxi. So a nice little...
Is this an economical decision?
Look, I think it is partly. Value is definitely something that people are after these days. And you can be in and out of taxi for, you know, under $30. So
You've got to be happy about that. And, Dan, we're talking to you because Ciccone's are doing some cooking I won't call them cooking lessons. It's a cooking experience with you.
Yes.
And Olympia. Is Olympia involved?
Yeah, the whole family's going to be there. It's a once-a-month thing we've just started doing. It's a hands-on cooking class, and we're basically just reproducing some of Ciccone's recipes and dishes for... it's a small class. It's only 18 people, so it's quite sort of one-on-one, and I've got a few of my chefs there to help me out. So
yep.
It's been quite popular so far.
And what was the decision behind this?
The decision? We just wanted to get some people in, and it's on a Saturday morning. The restaurant's closed, and... like I said, it's quite hands-on, and the guys are in the kitchen, and it's just it's producing things that they wouldn't necessarily make at home, and it's a few tricks of the trade along the way as well.
Oh, we like those tricks of the trade, especially when there's Italian women involved, because nobody makes gnocchi like an Italian woman. I don't care how talented you are.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I don't believe that anybody... I don't know whether it's a little pinch of love or something that goes into it, but eating gnocchi made by an older Italian woman is an experience that... every human being should indulge in at least once in their life.
Well, it just so happens that our next class is going to be gnocchi with braised wild mushrooms.
Look at us go. There'll be another segue in a minute because I did want to... Next weekend in Glen Lyon, there is a mushroom and fungi experience at Elderton Wines. We're not talking about that today, but I think it's a lovely little segue because mushrooms are in season. And
they
this
are.
Is,
they're abundant at the moment.
Yeah, well, they might have something to do with the weather.
It would. Yes. Wet and...
wet and warm, which is a perfect growing situation for mushrooms. And those mushrooms, of course, we are talking are legal mushrooms that you can eat without, you know, seeing a witch in your kitchen or something like that. Will, back to you for a second. Now, this where was this idea born from? Because you're an old Stoke House boy.
Yeah, no, I basically worked at the Stoke House for many, many years. And then
many years. How old are you, 19?
25. 4 years. That was
Doesn't
a good
he look like he's 19, Kieran? You agree with me?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Thanks,
clean
guys.
And shaven.
Thanks, guys. And, yeah, from that, we obviously, me and a good friend of mine decided that, you know, there should be more experiences out there for sort of nightlife. So, you know, more into your bars, your nightclubs. And basically, we decided to build this platform where there was my phone going off. And we decided to basically build a platform where people can access sort of, you know, the... entire experience from maybe getting picked up in a chauffeured car all the way through to being picked up at the end of the night after a few too many
and tipped back into the chauffeured car. We of course do encourage the responsible consumption of alcohol and food on this program. We say that often with our tongue in our cheek as well. These, you said Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane?
And we're also now just launching overseas, which is quite exciting for us.
Overseas, so, where?
We're going to be in Ibiza, so in about 4 days.
How do you put an experience together in Ibiza? It's a very quiet place.
It's miserable over there as well at this time of year. a bit like here, the weather. And also LA, Canada and Singapore.
And sorry, now you're just a couple of kids. How do you all of a sudden have a multinational business that you're running?
Oh, we're very fortunate in the fact that we've got guys in each of the countries to basically take on a joint venture with us.
Right.
So we give them the our technology and our nous and our passion, and they basically take it and run with it in their own respective cities.
Sounds very... Kieran, you'd be all in for this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I used to live in Ibiza, actually, so if you need any tips.
There you go. Look, this is just going to get better and better. 0427 Joy949. We have a... we've got a tweet already that's from the very gorgeous Sally Humble, who some of you may know is a very talented sommelier. She's retweeted Fireworks PR's tweet saying that Kieran Spiteri from Taxi on air at Cravings at Joy949. There is a photo there and Radio Gaga for Kieran, says Sally. It is 13 minutes past one here on Cravings. I'm with you and through until 2 o'clock. We're joined by Fender Bender. I must thank Matthew for the news and for referring to me as delectable. That hasn't happened for 23 years. Also, thank you to Lindsay Gregg and the team on Detours. It is 13 minutes past one.
Hi, this is Guy Grossi, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Yes, indeed you are. Thanks, Guy. Nice of him to pop in and make that little message for us. You're listening to Cravings here on Joy 94.9. Two Aussies off to the Oceania Best Sommelier competition today in Korea. So good luck to both of them. We wish them every success and come home with a piece of silverware.
Please.
Yes, go and beat the rest of the Asia Pacific Oceania. I don't even know what that means anymore. What's Oceania mean? Never mind. Do send me a text, 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au, or send us a tweet to cravings_joy949 to take part in this conversation about experiences in Melbourne. And I guess I'd be interested to hear what your experience would be. If you could put something together for Will and his team, what would that experience be? Would it involve a cooking class at Ciccone's? Would it involve sitting at the bar with a nice, crisp, dry white and some beautiful seafood at Taxi? Because that's what's that's a feature on this menu, Kieran.
That is right. Yeah, we've taken you on a little bit of a tour through the sushi kitchen and the some real classic of our entree dishes, and then even a little touch of dessert on the end as well. So, you know, it's just a great way to sample a little piece of the best that we offer and everything. So,
and I did mention this about this being value, and it's probably also a time factor, because a dining experience can take, you know, a good 4 hours, and
yeah, exactly.
Be you know, a fairly hefty hit on the plastic if you indulge as I choose to do. So was this the, I don't know, a time or value?
No, oh, look, a bit of both. We have a lot of people come by and say, oh, I just want something light to eat and I just want a snack, and, you know, but they want to have that experience and the view and everything. So putting our heads together, we thought, well, why not do a little bit of that and, you know, just something to offer up at the bar there.
Thanks. That's all right. So I'm just moving your microphone so we can hear you.
So, and then that can be really in and out, pre-theatre, you know, pre-football being near the MCG. Lunch as well, yeah, if you can be in and out, quick little meeting there. So it was people, I was getting a lot of questions about just being in and out and that kind of thing. So that's why we, and plus value, putting it together. So
excellent. Now, Chef Twitch, Tony Twitchett, has put together an interesting and some classic Taxi dishes on there as well.
Yeah, he definitely has. Look, our favourite, our chef's favourite as well, is the coconut broth. The coconut and chicken broth with the amushu match. So, nice. It was a real favourite. We did it at our media launch, and it's been a hit ever since. And the sticky pork, which everybody can't get enough
pork.
Of. And so, yeah, some real classics on there. And you know, we're going to change it up. This is just our first go at it. And depending on how popular it is, we'll...
And obviously seasonality will play a fairly significant part.
Exactly, yeah.
And if we're talking seasonality, then, Dan, we're going to be talking what these cooking classes are all about at Ciccone's. Let's talk about Ciccone's first. The Bortolotto family?
Bortolotto family. They've been in restaurants for, I believe, about 40 years in Melbourne. So I've been at Ciccone's for the last three.
Yep.
As head chef.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, what they want to get across in these classes is it's their philosophy with cooking and sort of bringing the family together and, you know, family recipes and passing them down. And that's what we try to get across in some of these classes. And it's not just pasta classes. I mean, we're going to make some sausages and doing cured meats. And
I'm so in for those.
So, yeah, and then we'll match it up with some wine at the end and sit down and, you know, fruits of our labour.
Totally got me now.
Yeah.
So you get to eat everything you cook?
Yeah, we'll all sit down afterwards and... depending on what we've just made, we'll match it up with something Italian and sit down and discuss and enjoy.
With those gnocchis and mushrooms, a nice belter of a Sangiovese would be perfect.
We'll have to give that a go.
Yeah,
today?
Sorry. it is the day. Anybody? For red wine. Seriously. I should be sitting at home with mulled wine and a vol-au-vent and just... Anyway, I'm here doing this and I'm loving it. A reminder that in 2 weeks' time, we will be coming to you live from the Noosa Food and Wine Festival. If nothing else, I'm hoping that the weather's a bit better up there than it is here in Melbourne. It's a hard thing doing this job. If we were to talk about building this cooking experience into what you guys do as far as building experiences, you talk mostly nightlife, but there's a lot of venues on here that do food.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, maybe harping back to that old traditional dinner and show, you know, which is very, very popular. We've got a lot of venues that offer that entire experience from the sense that you can go out and dine with the venue,
mm-hmm.
but then you're also entertained while you're there, and then you can basically roll on into the evening, which we all like to do.
talk about some of the venues you've managed to get on board with you already?
Oh, look, I mean, we've got our sort of, you know, really exclusive venues such as Spice Market.
Yep.
I also love the Blue Diamond Bar, which is level 15. It's a gorgeous view of the rooftop, and I think it's one of the best kept secrets. Not many people know about it for...
And a stunning view of one of my favourite buildings in Melbourne, which is that very gothic-looking ANZ building at that end of town.
Exactly right. It's absolutely stunning up there, and if you have a, you know, a nice old-fashioned or a martini, you really think you... You know, you might be anywhere in the world, so it's great.
So what's the experience at Blue Diamond? Because we can all just rock up there for a cocktail at any given hour of the morning or afternoon.
Absolutely. But, I mean, the great thing about, you know, our experience is it's about getting the service when you arrive. So they know you're arriving, and they also provide you with that personal level of service with a personal attendant, your own private bar area, basically, to order from. Mm-hmm. You also get access to the deck lounge, which is an exclusive area right on the actual... veranda, as it were, yes. And then you can basically look over the entire city, especially when the lights are just sort of taking over. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely gorgeous up there.
And it's not just Melbourne, well, not just central Melbourne. You're out into, I won't call it regional, but certainly outer suburban in Portsea, for example, the Polo.
Yeah, no, we've been really fortunate to be supporting the Polo for. Basically, we did the Werribee Polo and the Portsea Polo, which is, mm-hmm. you know, is one of those great things where we can actually sort of join together as a group and head down with sort of, you know, some great people.
Yep.
And then spend the day down there. If you haven't been, you must go. It's a great experience down there.
I love a day at the Polo.
Yeah, it's a long day.
It's what used to be, we'd have a day at the races, but now it seems that everybody goes to the races, so the Polo has a little bit of... exclusivity about it. Have you been to the Polo, Kieran?
I never have, no. I used to ride horses, so I should get out there and check it out.
Great. The Polo at Albert Park, no less, is also quite good fun. Now, do we expect to see any Jersey Shore types as part of the crowd? Is a text message. I would doubt it.
No, I said, who was the Jersey Shore star that came down recently? I think it was Ronnie Ell. I think he went out to...
You're asking the wrong person. Yeah. You're totally asking the wrong person. I could care less about Jersey Shores, really. But that's another program, I think. We might have a bit of a track, boys. Fantastic. What do you think? I was going to play some Beastie Boys, but I think it's far too obvious. So I'm playing this from Corner Shop.
Hi, I'm Asha Keddy, and you're listening to Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Asha Keddy. I like her. I like her a lot. 29 minutes past one here on Cravings on Joy 94.9. Pete Dillon with you until 2 o'clock on a very dreary, cold Melbourne day. A good day for, as I said at the top of the show, a mulled wine, a glass of mulled wine and a vol au vent, I should think. Joining me in the studio, Dan Krancic, which I think I've got it right, is the executive chef at Ciccone's, Will Nicholson, who is here from Roller Networks, and Kieran Spiteri from Taxi. Sorry, I'm struggling over this Roller Networks. I've just got the roller thing in front of me, so I'm...
Disco?
Oh, I remember the Roller Disco, Kieran. Don't tempt me like that. A tweet, Matt McCartney saying that he's the chef out at Shadow Yearing, saying that he will be cranking Beastie Boys in the kitchen today in memory of legend MCA from the Beastie Boys. I also would like to perhaps acknowledge that we buried a good friend at the beginning of this week, somebody who was Mr. Hospitality. Very sad that we lost Tim Connell. He's anyone who's worked in Melbourne and knows this industry would know Tim as one of the finest hospitality gentleman that did ever exist, and he's shuffled off this mortal coil to the great big restaurant in the sky, and we're sure he'll be taking it over very, very shortly. So to his family and friends, we send our deepest sympathies. Did you know Tim?
Yeah. No, I didn't actually know.
Any of you guys know Tim?
Unfortunately not.
The O'Connell name, definitely.
Yeah, he was a very, very good fellow, Tim, and it is sad. But on to more exciting things. Dan, I want to come back to you because you talked earlier about the sort of traditions and handing down of recipes from a family involved in business. It seems a little incongruous that they're handing down recipes to strangers when typically in Southern European families, those recipes are handed down to daughters and sons. Do you think it's incongruous, or am I just being...
Well, I mean, look, there's a lot of recipes out there, and we're only hanging over one a month, so, I mean, we've still got a lot up our sleeve, so... but, I mean, our next one's on Saturday the 19th of May, and... It's not so much just the recipes. I mean, it's also the technique. I mean, you can do a recipe 1,000 times and it just won't work out how it does on TV, sort of thing. So there's little reading between the lines, if you would, with a lot of the recipes that we do.
So some of this, as you mentioned, is technique that you're providing, some cheats on?
No, well, I mean, like I said earlier, I've got a couple of my Italian boys that help me out from the kitchen because the classes are 18 people, so it's hard for me to get around to everyone. So a couple of lads come in, and it's a two-hour class on Saturday morning. So they sort of help me get around to everybody and, just sort of talk them through some of the finer points of making pasta. Or
have you always done Italian food?
No, I mean, I did 4 years in Europe, which was mostly French fine dining. But found it quite hard for a French chef to find work in Melbourne, so with such an Italian influence. So, changed my ways, but I've been doing fine dining Italian for about 5 or 6 years now. So,
okay, so where were you before Ciccone's?
I opened 15 with Jamie Oliver.
Ah, right.
So did that for 2 years, which was exciting, busy, interesting. And everything in between.
There's some lines in between lines being written.
Yeah. So it was a good experience. And I mean, I'm from Melbourne, so it was good to come back. And it was my first head chef's job, and it was a bit of an eye opener. And led on to Ciccone's, where I've been for the last 3 years and very happy.
Good. Almost part of the furniture now.
Trying, yeah. Almost part of the family as well, I suppose.
Is the technique the same? When you obviously. Cooking anywhere in the world, there are some fairly simple techniques and some basic techniques that one needs to learn.
Yeah, a lot of stuff
as a recovering
over,
chef.
I suppose.
So, how difficult is it to switch cuisines when you've gone from French to Italian? I mean, it's all European at the end of the day.
Well, I guess when I decided to switch, I was being led by Jamie and Toby, so I suppose they're pretty good teachers. So it was a pretty easy transition, I guess. No, it's great, you know, and I've been there 3 years now, and it's got to the point now where the girls just basically step back and let me sort of, you know, do what I like.
And it is a Melbourne institution, isn't it?
It is, you know, and we've had our loyal followers over the years, so, and they're back, you know, twice a week, 3 times a week, so they're the type of people you want, I suppose, so.
Our friend from South Yarra, who still remains nameless, has said that about the Polo, the corporate food there is divine. And in reference to taxi, because of the GFC, people want value for money and demand good quality. Nice show. People say some lovely things. We'd like to hear from you, 0427JOY949. If you are, in fact, having a glass of mulled wine and a vol au vent on this dreary Saturday, let us know, 0427JOY949. You can email onair@joy.org.au or send us a tweet to cravings_joy949. Kieran Spiteri, what would be your ultimate Melbourne experience? Let's say that there is no budget. And it won't kill you.
Definitely
you
a chauffeur, because I hate waiting for a cab.
Well, you rode in on a motorbike today. You got
a Vespa, looking, yeah, yep.
So looking very
quite
wet.
Yeah. Look, definitely a cocktail. You know, up in the Blue Diamond you were just talking about, sounds amazing. Then definitely dinner. And look, I was never one for private spaces or in clubs, but I guess the older you get, the more private space you want. So something like Spice Market and. A couple of bottles of champagne and my lovely girlfriend plus some other people,
she's a
I
bit
guess.
Hot, isn't she?
She sure is.
What's yours, Will?
Look, I'm a real lover of food as well as the drink.
Don't look like it.
And
skinny little bugger.
Personal training in half an hour.
Right.
We've got a fantastic spot down right on the waterfront there at Stoke House. It is absolutely phenomenal. If you wanted a long lunch, it is the number one spot in Melbourne. But then also I love getting out to the wine regions, Mornington Peninsula. Port Phillip Estate is a must visit if you've ever wanted to travel out somewhere. And then, you know, obviously for bars and drinking, you've got to have a nice dance. It's got to be dancing involved.
Oh, look, I used to be all for the dancing. I think I'm getting a bit old for it now. I did get busted a couple of weeks ago dancing. Oh, no, it was only last week. I was at a 30th birthday, of all things. From out of my age, I shouldn't be out with 30-year-olds. I think that Sunday told me that message very clearly. But found a dance floor. But it's I think it's a dying thing, the dancing after dinner. I'm usually too full.
I've been a witness to your dance.
Maybe you have, Kieran. Maybe you have. Did we dance that night at Taxi?
Oh, yeah, we sure did.
I think I believe the police were about to be called as well. That was for Launch of Another Menu. Again, another show. Dan, have you got something that is a perfect Melbourne experience for you?
Tough question though. I'm just thinking about places where we go for a drink after work, which would be probably Siglo, which is our closest, which is just up there. But I'll try to get out to as many restaurants as I can. And like Will was saying, I've been enjoying popping out to the wineries a bit lately on a Sunday afternoon. I just picked up a new little Italian sports spot the other day, so get on there on a Sunday afternoon and go for a little ride out in the country and have a glass of wine somewhere. And I'm just tut back.
Right, and look, I want you to talk amongst yourselves, probably to, and it's a question addressed to all of you, as industry professionals, whether a chef or a front of house operator or Will with your business, is it important to get out and check out what A, your competition is doing, and B, just sort of make sure that you're keeping up with what's happening around town as far as dining and food and nightlife?
I think definitely you can really, you know, if you stay in your venue all the time, you can really get blinkers on and become very tunnel vision. So getting out there and experiencing what others have to offer, not only for competition wise but taste wise and I guess, you know, not a bit of inspiration from other other areas is always a great thing.
I can't agree more. I can speak, I would say for everyone. I'll speak for myself though first.
Is that, yes, you know, you have my permission.
Give me a hand. That's why we're in this sort of game, because we do have a passion, and, you know, the passion allows us to go out and really sort of get amongst the action that is out in Melbourne. And that's one of the great reasons that we live in Melbourne, because it has such a great culture for hospitality, going out, being looked after, and experiences. And that way we can, you know, essentially getting out there and knowing what other people are doing, it just sort of, you know, gives you a new sort of vigour to, you know, do something special yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And also, being in hospitality, most of your friends are also in hospitality, and you know, you're always comparing places and, you know, having a chat about what's going on and new and exciting things to check out, and being kept in the loop, basically, I suppose.
Do you rate your competition? Is it difficult to go out as a chef or, again, as a front of house manager, again, Will, to go out, and is it ever not work? Are you always looking at...
Oh, look, I mean, I try not to be that guy. I try and go out and relax on my day off and just enjoy not being at work, you know. And but at the same time, I mean, a lot of my friends are head chefs, and there's always that, you know, underlying competition, and to, you know, see what each other are doing and the new latest product on the market and so on and so forth, and sharing suppliers and stuff like that. So I think it's good for the industry, though.
Do you eat at your mates' restaurants?
Of course, chefs? All the time. Discount.
It is hard to switch off, though, I think. I find when you get out there and you're trying, and I'm always sort of eyeing things off, and I'm one for turning plates upside down to find out where they came from, or checking out where the cutlery's from or the glassware. My girlfriend hates it.
I thought it was just me. I do the same.
Go around and top up waters as well.
I have been known to, yeah.
Your girlfriend would hate that as well.
I'm just going to clear this table, Kieran. Babe. I'll be back. Just relax.
It is difficult, and I guess that's from the dining public's perception, there's that lack of understanding that every time you do step into somebody else's venue, that you are essentially there to look at what they're doing and what you can take away from it, and that's clearly makes for a difficult night out.
Yeah, definitely. I ask my staff to hate it. If ever I go out for dinner the next day in the brief, I'll be telling them about where I went and what I thought. They probably think I just shut up and...
Yes, shut up and run the venue. It is 20 minutes to 2 here on Joy 94.9. Another song. This is maybe what I was going to play before. I'm not sure. We'll check it out.
Joy 94.9.
Yes, do check out Weekends. 2:15. We're almost done here on Cravings. Another 10 or so minutes with these three lovely lads in the studio, Kieran Spiteri, Will Nicholson and Dan Krantzic, each from their own venues, Taxi, Roller Network and Ciccone's, each talking about Melbourne experiences. We did have another text message asking, if you could wave a magic wand, what would be the exclusive dining experience? And I think that's a question that probably is the same as asking, how long is a piece of string? However, on the opposite of that, you people who work in hospitality, a question that I do frequently ask, and Dan, I'm going to go to you first as a chef. What is your secret shame? You get home at 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning. What is that thing you eat that you know is probably the least gourmet thing that you do?
It'd have to be crackers with, like, cheese, and it's not even quality cheese. It's probably just, like... Can I say Cracker Barrel or Coon?
Yeah, you can
or,
say, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's in context.
I like to match it with something.
Sure, it's not Kraft Singles.
Yeah, no, I draw the line at...
Single and a stale sale.
Plastic cracker, cheese.
Yeah. So cheese and crackers. I think it's the first time I've had cheese and crackers. I've had baked beans and spaghetti out of a can.
Ooh.
I've had ham and cheese toasties, seem to be quite popular.
Right, yeah.
And Guy Grossi, just cook some pasta and then I'll add some garlic and some olive oil and da-da-da-da-da.
Fresh herbs.
Who can sit and do that at 1 o'clock in the morning? Seriously.
I find cheese and beer right before bed really helps my waistline.
Yeah, so. It also helps you sleep.
Yes.
Not. Kieran, what's your secret shame when you go home late at night and you just...
Chocolate or toast with something.
Chocolate or toast?
Combined?
Yeah, probably. Anything that's there that I can just grab and...
Eat quickly.
I'm pretty prone to a chamomile tea quickly and then...
God, Christ.
You old man.
Sound like a woman.
Put me slippers on.
And Will, what's yours?
Look, I eat crunchy nut cornflakes from the packet.
Ooh. Gold. That is so good. With milk or without?
No, without. Please.
Just straight out of the... Boom. Let it get a bit dry, especially if you've had a couple of refreshments and you're mildly dehydrated. Eating dry cereal out of the box could... cause you all sorts of strife.
I seem to manage quite well.
Okay, now we're talking Chaconis and cooking classes. Now, you said the next one is on the 19th of May.
May it is, yeah.
I'd love to be there, but I'll be doing a broadcast live from the Noosa International Food and Wine Festival for this show, so I won't get back.
Excuse.
Yeah,
that's...
I think
excuse,
it's good enough.
Yeah.
19th of May.
Yep, 10 till 12.
Yep.
And I believe there's still spaces. Just a few.
It's nice to have the PR person furiously nodding.
Yeah, yeah. So, but no, they are being quite popular. So, which we're happy about. And
I mean, we were discussing off air. I mean, so in terms of cooking, can the average Joe go along and cook? Or
yeah, look, I mean, I think the last class we had, which were mostly female, and they range from 16 till 60, and some of them. Thought they knew it all, and others were just, you know, show me what flour looks like. but between that, you obviously have to spend a bit more time with others, some other than others, I say. But yeah, with the recipes, we don't make them too intense. We don't want to scare people off, so we try and make them confidence building.
Do you occasionally get a wanker in who'll just think that they know that they can tell you what they're doing, what you're doing?
Shifting out incorrectly.
Yeah. But then the Italian boys that help me out, they usually step in and
beat somebody or stab them perhaps.
But look, it's all fun, and everyone walks away pretty happy, and like I said before, we sit down at the end and all have a meal and a glass of wine and compare our skills. So, it's good. It's great.
I'm all up for that glass of wine. Do you have people telling you that they had to run a restaurant?
All the time.
And what's the biggest...
That was pretty blunt.
Yeah, you just looked at me when you said that. Yeah. Yeah, Dylan, when you're in. Do people like click and whistle and try and get your attention?
The best one I've had is a clap. Stand up and a...
And after you evicted after them
I
from
saluted
the restaurant
and said, "Sir, no, no clicking, no." But yeah, the clap is probably the worst one. You just had a kind word to let him know I'm here to look after him, but
it's appalling
to be so demanding.
Now you've got some space tonight if people want to come.
We certainly do. Beautiful over some seats overlooking the Yarra there, or smack bang in the middle of the restaurant at the bar with a bit of theatre from the kitchen.
Or
the other side, you can watch Federation Square, and there's always some interesting activity going on out there.
I don't know, it'll be so interesting tonight.
Probably not, no. You'll never know. There's always something going on out there.
Now, something else you were talking about was Molecular Monday.
Oh, yes. Good friend of mine, Kelly O'Loughlin, down at the Aylesbury. Molecular Monday. Yeah, get down and went there last.
What's it all about?
Ex-chef from the Bricks and... where else is he from? The Royal Mail, doing some really interesting stuff over the bar there, so I won't let on too much for you. Get down there.
But to the Aylesbury.
Yes, get down there. It's really nice.
Very good. and experiences for tonight. Is it too late for somebody to book?
Absolutely not. We've actually got some great shows going on down at Red Benny's, which is that sort of south side burlesque, cabaret, vaudeville. And there's another one opening up in Fitzroy, the 86, which is also going to be a fantastic venue. Which is
The 86 is opened already, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's open.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So what are you doing at the 86?
Same style. I think it's sort of that late night show and beverages.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Now, tomorrow, if you are watching, I don't know what channel it's on, but a show called Postcards, which I think could be on Channel 9 as somebody's furiously pointing their hands with fingers
one
up at me.
One less finger.
So, yes, Channel 9, Postcards tomorrow in late afternoon. Ciccone's will actually feature.
Yes, with lovely Rebecca Judd. We're doing three courses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just basically showcasing our current menu and just pictures of the restaurant if you haven't been there before, and it's quite luxurious.
Are we
going to
see your Fizzog on the telly?
You will, actually, yeah. A little one-on-one powwow with Rebecca Judd. Ooh. And I cooked her a lovely three-course lunch. Which
How much of it did she eat?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but anyway.
I'm allowed to ask, however. Yeah. There are no rules here as long as I don't swear. I think that's what they said when I started this show nearly 3 years. I will be having a third birthday celebration, and I think what we might do is a bit of a listener dinner somewhere. Get some of our listeners to win. I haven't decided what we'll do yet, but that'll be June, after I get back from the Noosa Food and Wine Festival, broadcasting to you in 2 weeks' time from the Noosa Food and Wine Festival. Next week, we're going to be talking with Frank Kimura, who this week is at the Grampians Grape Escape event weekend. Frank's going to be in a couple of weeks over in Tasmania at Savour Tasmania. I did a broadcast from Tasmania a year before last for this very show. And so Frank's going to come in and have a chat to us, as is Luke from Dead Man Espresso, who are doing some interesting things with food there. And that the story around Dead Man Espresso is quite good as well. Guys, we have about a minute or so to go. Anything else we need to get in and plug? First of all, a website for Ciccone's.
Yeah, we have just launched a new website. And, yeah, so you can book online.
The website is...
is www.ciccone'scantina.com.
Ciccone's Cantina.
It's in Australia.
.com. Text message, clearly South Yarra again. Well, thanks, guys, for those gorgeous tips. Maybe a wanker's table for those customers. I think they're talking about me, but we'll pass on that one. Will, your website?
It's roller.net.au.
Roller.net.au, and you can have a look at the 20-something... It's 29. I know I counted them, but anyway, there's a whole stack of venues that that Will and his team can provide you with a very interesting and intimate evening out. And taxi dining room.
www.transporthotel.com.au. Follow links to taxi and like our Facebook page, please.
There you go. Oh, do we have a Facebook page for Ciccone's? Yep, you can find Ciccone's on Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
Of course.
Are you on Twitter?
We're Twittering, and we're also Instagram. Is the new one. So, on Instagram.
Right. And what about Pinterest as well?
We are on Pinterest as well, which is very big in the US. We're also just opening up our concierge service. So if you do have a night that's coming up that you'd love to organise, we've got a sort of network of over 100 venues in Melbourne alone that we can organise for you. So if you've got something that you really want to do, we've got a lot of... contacts that we can hit up and make sure that you have an enjoyable experience.
And donations to charity, should they be can you guys organise those?
Yeah, we
do. Good, I'll talk to you after the show. It is 5 minutes to two. Coming up are the boys from Fender Bender. I'll be back next week with Frank Kimura and Frank Kimura from Movida, of course. If you haven't checked that out, go and check out the new Movida Bakery in South Yarra, and do avail yourself of a salted caramel donut. You will thank me for that. Also, in Spotswood, across from the Duchess of Spotswood, there's a new cupcake place that are doing a salted caramel cupcake where the middle of it is salted caramel. It is worth driving over the bridge for that experience alone. I will be back next week. Until then, do keep yourself nice and eat well, drink well, and all of that. Coming up is Fender Bender, and we'll play a little track before then. It's one of my favourite songs, and it's done by one of my favourite people. It's Roy Orbison with I Drove All Night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.